Minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. 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 This is
Battleground,
the Brewers
purple,
Radio Network.
Swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections
this
solidified it
Radio
when the state
Network.
Could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing
Radio
states.
Network.
Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
This is the Brewers.
So, go back to the beginning. Question: electrocution or shark bite? Evidently, this is the big political question of the day. Thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing this extremely important situation to light. Because evidently, as it's been explained to me, Trump is worried that batteries are going to be put on boats. Boats are going to be heavy. They're going to sink. And then you're going to have to make the choice. Do you grab both terminals and hope for electrocution? Or do you let the shark eat you? Now, the weird thing is, and I don't know that he knows this, but most boats have batteries on them. They're there already.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Unless you're paddling. So this idea that something new is coming, kind of frightening. And as I've been saying, look, I see us in a 1980s kind of moment.
This is the
this is 1980 all over again. Carter comes in, puts solar panels on the White House, says, hey, we're going to move off the dirty stuff. Reagan comes in, rips them off, going back to oil.
This
Trump's
is the Brewers
us what he's going to do.
Network.
And here to share some thoughts on maybe what that's going to look like and maybe why it's a bad idea. I've asked our good friend Scott Paul to come talk with us. He's the president of the Alliance for American
this
Manufacturing, AmericanManufacturing.org, the website. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, it's great to be with you.
So, electric shock or shark?
This is the Brewers.
Where do you
Radio
come down
Network.
On this extremely important question?
You know, it makes me nostalgic for the days, you know, with both
this
Democratic
Brewers,
and Republican
Radio
administrations
Network.
When you could disagree with them, but at least it was a fact-based conversation. Mostly, you just had a difference of perspective on this.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I mean, some of this stuff makes your jaw drop, right? I mean, first of all, there's lots of heavy stuff on boats already, all right?
This is the
you know,
Brewers
and,
Radio Network.
There's batteries on boats already. And so the idea that somehow, you know, scaling up battery production is going to cause boats to sink and then people to have a choice between either electrocution or getting a shark bite is his, you know, hysterical and would be really funny were it not coming from someone who is the nominee of a major party for president of the United States.
This
so,
is the Brewers Radio Network.
And it reminds me just of the stuff that gets spread around on social media or Facebook about, did you hear this story? Did you hear
Radio
that story? That has no basis in fact. I just saw something from my hometown where someone was claiming
this is the Brewers
that all
Radio
the solar
Network.
Panel farms and all the wind turbines going up were creating a magnetic field that was attracting more tornadoes. And I,
Brewers
on
Radio
what
Network.
Science that is based, I'm not entirely sure. I
that doesn't even make any, that makes no sense. Now, I've heard people say, again, much in the same circles that you're
Network.
In, that the traffic circles that they're putting all over the place, that's
yeah.
what's causing the tornadoes, because we're driving around really fast in circles and
the
we're
Brewers
whipping
Radio
them
Network.
Up.
Oh, man, I'm just, you know, If that were the case, England would have a lot of tornadoes because there's nothing but traffic circles there in some towns. And my sense is that they have very few at all. So let's debunk that once and for all. But I think the larger point is that, you know, Trump and others are spewing this nonsense to try to just go back to the way things were, which was they're getting big checks from big oil and, you know, we'll have a fossil fuel based energy economy and we'll ignore all these other challenges out there. Meanwhile, and I think this is important to understand, you know, the battery storage is a critically important issue, no matter what energy source you believe in, okay? Whether it's solar, wind, hydro, coal, natural gas, propane, whatever, because you can store energy that way. And that's really important, for instance, when the power grid goes out. And guess what? That happens a lot because of, you know, climate change or stress on it or other factors like that. And so these batteries are becoming more and more important. And this is a true fact, Rick. The scale up that we're seeing globally in battery production is the largest industrial scale up we have seen in industrial history since the building of aircraft during World War II.
Or the space age.
That's how big this is.
Yeah.
And so do we want to be a part of it? Or do we just want to cede it to China, which seems like a terrible idea to me?
No, you're absolutely right. And this is one of those things where, you know, I've asked this question a million times. You know, can we do great things in this country? You think back to the space race. You know, we did great things. And out of that came, you know, incredible inventions and technological advances and a lot of things that we take for granted today.
Yeah.
When you put that kind of American ingenuity to work, when you put that kind of innovation to work, we can do great things. Network. But it's that fear factor that I keep coming back. And look, we joke about, you know, the shocker shark. We joke about people who believe that windmills cause cancer. Network. We joke about that stuff. But there are people who have internalized it because, look, there's an industry out there based on scaring the you-know-what out of these people so that they act against their own interests. And that to me is the most frightening part of all this, is that it seems pretty simple to do because people that I thought were relatively, you know, on some level, not dragging the knuckles, buying this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's illogical, but it says a lot about where people get information and news and how it's vetted. And it also says a lot about what people running for office are willing to say to draw distinctions or to pander. But I think here is the honest to God truth that we can all believe in, whether we're Democratic, Republican, Independent. And that is that I would much rather America have control over our energy future than either autocrats in the Middle East, which is what you get if you have a fossil fuel economy. I mean, we do make a lot of fossil fuels here, but ultimately OPEC still sets the price there, right? And contributes greatly to the global supply. Or, you know, if we sit on our hands and do nothing, China's going to make all the solar, all the batteries, and we're going to lose more manufacturing jobs, and we're going to do it that way. And I think the right way to do it is to say, look, I am for a lot of different energy sources, whether it's nuclear, solar, wind, hydro, battery storage, natural gas, you name it. Let's do it. But let's make sure it's made in America so that we have control over our energy future. And that we're also making the innovations that are going to get us to the next level. And I just want to share this brief story about batteries, because I think this is so important. This is based on a Harvard Business School case study. The fact that we lost the toy industry in the United States where toys were being outsourced to all over Asia, and then they ended up in China, but they started elsewhere in Asia.
This is the
led to batteries being manufactured in Asia, led to the innovation in batteries occurring in Asia, which left us behind. So the fact that we lost this industry that a lot of people would say, well, that's not very vital to national security. We make toys, right?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It turns out that having that a production ecosystem is pretty dang important.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you know, we're borrowing the technology back. You know, all of our, you know, we have to have Asian partners because we literally lost the ability on how to innovate and how to make this stuff. And we're slowly clawing it back, but we can't turn our backs on that now.
No, I mean, you could make the argument, the rotary phone. Once we stopped making the rotary phone, that first push button phone, they didn't make here anymore. That transition was somewhere else. And then after that came the cordless phone and the bag phone and eventually the cell phone. And we lost all of those jobs that decades of workers would have benefited from because that one decision to say we're closing down the rotary phone factory and we're going to build the new one or retool the new one somewhere else. We lost all of those jobs. And I would argue the technology and the innovation that went with it.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's only the big massive companies that have like $1 trillion in market capitalization. I'm looking
this
at you,
the
Apple,
Brewers Radio Network.
That have figured out how to hack this, how they can design something in California, manufacture something in China. But even Apple's looking at diversifying and they are making some products back here and they do have some of the supply chain back here. They've seen some of the challenges with it, but otherwise you just can't do that. You cannot do that effectively. And the point of that Harvard Business School study is that when you lose the production, you lose the innovation. And when you lose the innovation, you lose the next generation of manufacturing and that technology, which explains why there are exactly zero mass market smartphones that are made in the United States. And you think about it, Rick. I mean, is there a day that goes by where you don't see dozens of smartphones? You know, yourself, me, your friends, your family, your classmates, your work colleagues, people, you know, people around town. There are so many smartphones out there and not a single one of them is manufactured in the United States. Yeah. I don't want that to be the case with automobiles or any of the energy sources. I think that would be a huge mistake for our country.
No, I'm right there with you. But, you know, you talk about it, and I've been talking about what you just said for years now. I remember I used to have a friend who was a congressman from Illinois. He came out of the textile industry. He was one of the few union presidents who became a congressman. He said, look, you know, I knew a guy who was a tinker. We worked on the floor making suits. One of the last unionized, I forget the name, Marks something.
Oh, Hart Schaffner Marks.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. He worked for them. And this guy was a tinkerer. He went home in his garage and he got one of the old machines from work, figured out how to make chips using the sewing machine method to be able to implant stuff in there just by going in his garage and fiddling around, made a huge amount of money. But you know, if you don't have that suit factory, if you don't have that rudimentary job that makes somebody go, hey, I can use this application somewhere else, maybe you don't get that next innovation.
Yeah. Well it is, that is exactly, that is exactly the case. And we have industry after industry where that has occurred. And one of the most striking examples to me was that, and you know this because I think you're from Ohio, Toledo used to be the glass capital of the world, right?
The Brewers Radio Network.
And the glass industry in Ohio just got totally decimated by competition from China, dumping subsidies, government control, all of that. Lost so much of it. The glass museum in Toledo, some of the glass panels there, they had to have, guess what? You know, shipped over from China to do it. And it's just like, really, you know, that's not where we want to end up as a country. I think it's worth fighting for these industries. And it does take, you know, it takes a rational conversation that's fact-based, first of all. But then it takes the policies. It takes the investment, the innovation, the industrial policy. It takes the trade policy. And what we don't need is the kind of nonsense that putting having more batteries is going to sink ships and you got to choose between two awful deaths. That's ridiculous.
But the part here that I want to go back to, because I think this is the important part of all of this, to boil all this down. Trump basically said over the weekend, it all ends if he becomes president. This is why I say, look, I look at 1980. You know, Reagan ran on, you know, drill baby drill. Carter was saying, hey, let's put solar panels on things. That moment was a defining moment in this country because we've been on the dirty oil ever since. I see us in the same kind of, it's time to decide which side are you on. And Trump is telling us all of this innovation, all of this excitement around EVs and battery technology and the future, he's against and he will destroy. So for me, the simple question is, is this what we want? Is this the country we want for the next 40, 50 years, being dependent on OPEC and other hostile nations?
Yeah, I just want to say this because we're nonpartisan. We don't endorse, but we obviously do look at policies that that the presidents and the candidates put out there, and we see what works. And here's what I know. And look, I'm a tariff hawk. I am not afraid to suggest applying tariffs. And obviously, neither is Donald Trump, and neither is Joe Biden. But tariffs alone are not going to bring back American manufacturing.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Full stop. It takes more than that. It takes investing in workers. It takes investing in innovation. It takes an industrial policy. It takes putting real money on the table. It means investing in those cutting edge industries in addition to the tariffs. And if your policy is simply going to roll back the investments, going to have $4 trillion worth of corporate tax cuts, is going to maintain some tariffs, and then who knows, maybe make a deal with China because he did the first time. That is not going to bring American manufacturing jobs back to the United States of America.
No, I'm right there with you. You know, it's just an amazing moment, and where we find ourselves.
Brewers Radio Network.
And as I said, you know, this election is going to be very, very telling for the future because I fear all of this innovation goes away. Now, one of the other claims Trump made was that, you know, all of these EVs and all of this stuff is going to be made in China. We're just making China rich. We have the ability to make sure that doesn't happen.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, there's 100% tariffs in place on EVs coming from China, which is going to, you know, if there's any coming over right now, and there's just what I would call a trickle, I mean, it is barely perceptible in the market. That's going to stop. That's going to totally dry up.
It's not to say they
won't try to find other ways into the U.S. market. But I would say this administration, the Congress, are pretty keen on making sure that doesn't happen.
But EVs, look,
there is eventually going to be more uptake of these as there's more charging, as the price come down and all of that. And people are going to like not having to pay for gas.
Radio
you know, they're just going to like that. And so these are going to come online, and it may take 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And the only question is are we going to be making them here, or are we going to be importing them from another country? And unless we have a policy that says we're going to make them here, then they're going to come from somewhere else. And so it's just wrong to say that if we invest in these industries, that China is going to get a lot of the benefits. In fact, that is pretty much the opposite of what this administration's industrial policies are trying to do.
Well, again, we'll see. But again, back to the main question, shocker, shark. That's the important thing today.
Somehow, I guess if you get the shark to bite the battery, kind of like the dude from Jaws got the oxygen tank.
There you go.
That's all I can think of. That's my hack there, Rick. That's
There's
all
the
I
hack.
Got.
I like it. Scott, as always, great stuff.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Our good friend Scott Paul. Check out their website, AmericanManufacturing.org. Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. I want to hear your thoughts.
This is the Brewers
Shocker Shark
Radio Network.
Or the third option. Maybe the shark bites the battery. If we're living in fantasy land, why not? Quick break. Right back.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1969. That was the day that labor leader John L. Lewis died. Born to a Welsh-American coal mining family in Iowa, Lewis became the leading champion of industrial unionism in the 1930s. He served as president of the United Mine Workers of America from 1920 until 1960. He was the founder of the Congress of Industrial Organizations. The CIO split off from the American Federation of Labor with the aim of organizing the thousands of workers who powered the U.S. industrial machine. Some public officials and the media accused the CIO of being infiltrated with communism. In 1937, Lewis delivered a speech in Washington, D.C. to deny these claims. The speech captured Lewis's commitment and passion for industrial labor organizing. He declared, quote, "The workers of the nation were tired of waiting for corporate industry to right their economic wrongs, to alleviate their social agony, and to grant them their political rights. Despairing of fair treatment, they resolved to do something for themselves. They therefore have organized a new labor movement conceived within the principles of the National Bill of Rights and committed to the proposition that the workers are free to assemble in their own forms, voice their own grievances, declare their own hopes, and contract on even terms with modern industry for the sale of their only material possession, their labor." He went on to say, quote, "Under the banner of the Committee of Industrial Organization, American labor is on the march. Its objectives today are those it had in the beginning, to strive for the unionization of our unorganized millions of workers and for the acceptance of collective bargaining as a recognized American institution."
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, Scott got me thinking about, I remember reading a book years ago. In fact, you know, we had the author on for like its 25th anniversary or something not too long ago. It was called America, What Went Wrong? And they talked about, you know, the fact that the rotary phone, because we used to make all phones in this country. Understand, much like the toy industry, I remember as a kid, every toy that I had made in the U.S. Made in East Brattleboro, Vermont, or one of the places up in Massachusetts, but they were all made here in the U.S.
The guy told
the story about, you know, how 6,000 workers in Chicago lost their jobs making the rotary phone. And when they came in with the push button phones,
they decided that
factory should be somewhere else. They wanted to break the union. They wanted the lower costs because they could raise profits. All of that innovation came afterwards. You know, from the push-button phone to the cordless phone to eventually the beginnings of a cell phone, the big giant bag we used to carry around to the flip thing to eventually where we are now with this smartphone. All of those technological gains
and
the jobs that came with producing those somewhere else. And that's one industry. The toy industry, something else. Bicycles, same thing. You go down this list of industry after industry that communities across this country lost. It's not just that we lost the capacity to build some toys or bikes or phones or any of this stuff,
but
communities lost jobs. Communities lost the driver of their economy. And families took the hit, which is why we're in the situation that we're in now. And this is, look, understand, this is Democrats and Republicans at fault here. This is neoliberalism run amok. This is deference to corporate America and the need to save capitalism and all that nonsense rhetoric. It's all part of that. And who took it on the chin? Working people. Which is why in this transition that we're seeing from, you know, gas-powered engines to electric batteries for cars and this move away from dirty oil.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It's my hope that this transition is the first, at least in my lifetime, if not the history of humanity.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That workers take it on the chin. Maybe we don't get screwed this time. Maybe workers actually do benefit.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And for me, I like the guy who's in the White House right now, even if his approval ratings are the lowest that they've been. Because here's a guy who's doing all the things that we said we wanted done. When Donald Trump talked about reshoring manufacturing, everyone's like, yes, yes. Biden's actually doing it.
Radio network.
And nobody knows about it. Again, our corporate-controlled media. When people said, hey, we should be rebuilding our infrastructure, it's a disgrace.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That we have such bad infrastructure. It's a disgrace. Tom Friedman's, I went from Beijing to LAX, and it was like going from the from the Jetsons to the Flintstones.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We used to, at least I think, I want to believe, we fought for better.
This is the Brewers.
We innovated
Radio
at
Network.
Home. We invested at home. There's a guy who's trying to do that. And at every step of the way, the Republicans have been in the way.
This is the Brewers Radio
And this is
Network.
Where we have to take a collective breath and look at reality. One guy talks about it. One guy does it.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I've always been someone who believes I want the guy who does it. I want people of action. Trump's got lots of words. In fact, he'll tell you they're the best words.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Small number of best words, but he's got them. The other guy, not so many words, but some
this
great action.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm driving down the highway and I see signs brought to you by the Invest in America. Brought to you by the infrastructure bill.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The factories being built, brought to you by the CHIPS Act. We're reshoring things for national security purposes, yes, but also
this is the Brewers Radio
for community
Network.
Success, for employee success. You know, Scott has told that story about the glass factory in China, and I've been telling that since 2013 when we went on our labor history tour and ended up in Toledo
Radio Network.
And wanted to talk about the history of glass and the glassmakers unions and the jobs and the fights for good wages and all of that, only to find ourselves at that museum asking the question, well, who made all this glass? Where did it come from? Well, we know where it came from. It came from China.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network.
And that's
the sad reality of the policies that we've allowed to have happen. And it's all been because, well, we're swayed easily by what corporate America feeds us. We're swayed easily by the corporate-controlled media. We're swayed easy by a powerful right-wing media who keeps feeding us division and anger and all of that. Maybe that's the problem.
This is the
or is
Brewers
it we don't
Radio
want to think
Network.
That we have the power to change things? I'm hoping we find that power again, because this election matters. There is a possibility
this is the Brewers
that Donald
Radio
Trump
Network.
Wins, could potentially maintain the House and win the Senate, and all of the horrible that people have been afraid of.
This is the Brewers
getting
Radio
rid of
Social Network.
Security, getting rid of Medicare, destroying all of the social safety net that's left, destroying unions, firing all the public sector workers, and bringing
this
in good
Brewers
loyalists,
Radio Network.
Actually weaponizing government. This stuff, very real. So the question is, again, the old labor frame, which side are
this
you on?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Do we want to give fascism a try? Is that the goal? I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Something
this
I said made
Brewers
you think, got
Radio
under your skin,
Network.
Made you mad. I want to hear it. rick@thericksmithshow.com. Miss any of the show? Podcast. Also, freespeech.org. Thanks so much for being here.
This is the Brewers
we'll see you back
Radio
here next time.
Network.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick,
rick@thericksmithshow.com.
Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison now that he's been convicted on felony gun charges. But legal analysts don't think he'll serve that much time behind bars, if any at all.
It's going to be interesting to see whether the special counsel even asks for any prison time. When you listen to his press conference and you read between the lines, it sounded like he may not even ask for prison time. That'll be a critical question, is what does he decide to request from the judge?
ABC's chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams. The House will vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested eight people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to ISIS. They crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally last year. The Southern Baptist Convention's expelled a Virginia church for its stance that women can serve as pastors. This is ABC News. A famous competitive eater is pushing away from the table of a major event.
Joey Chestnut has become synonymous with the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest on New York City's Coney Island. He holds the all-time record of eating 76 hot dogs and buns, winning the contest 16 out of the last 17 years. But this year, Chestnut's plate is full. Organizers of the contest say their champ has decided to ditch Nathan's and represent a rival, a vegan hot dog brand. The contest has been a moneymaker for Chestnut, earning him hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years and likely some indigestion. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
AAA says the national average gas price per gallon is now $3.44. That's down 9 cents from a week ago. The official portrait of King Charles was vandalized in a London gallery. Animal activists covered the king's face with a picture of Wallace from the animated series Wallace and Gromit. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince. And said, I think either your dad or you will be mayor one day of the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service.